Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. Do make sure you interact and stay with us because there's a lot that we're going to discuss on the show tonight. Your voice notes again are welcome on 063-688-0959. Let's talk health and beauty. Yep. What you spend on, how you're spending it, and the kind of health and beauty products that you happen to purchase. It's said that the South African health and beauty market is worth approximately 108 billion rand. Billion with a B. And essentially, there's been a lot of opportunity for growth in this particular segment. And I think it's exactly what we've been seeing. No longer are we just buying the basic soap and the basic ointment or product to put on our bodies to make sure that we're moisturized, but it really does go into personal care and prioritizing the different aspects that come with it. Andrea Slabber from Trade Intelligence, she's the insights lead there, joins us now to help us unpack the latest report that they've put together, which gives us a better understanding of how you and I are taking care of our personal health, from deodorants to feminine products to body and skin care. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. Thanks so much.
This is such an interesting conversation, right? Because it's the one thing that we all primarily do, I hope we do, when we get up in the morning, is to take care of our personal care. You hop into the shower or a bath, you lather yourself up with some kind of soap, deodorant, lotion, you brush your teeth, you take care of your hair and your skin, and many other products that we use. But we often neglect to actually understand that this in itself is a whole sector that contributes to the economy. So maybe just give us scale, size, and a better understanding of the significance of the personal hygiene and healthcare sector in the country.
It's definitely my place of passion, the health and beauty and wellness industry, because like you say, there's so many products that we use on a daily basis. It's also an industry where there's so much innovation and excitement around new products, etc. I mean, social media has certainly paved the way for personal care and beauty brands to shine in a way that they never imagined they would. And also, I think, encouraged people to really take care of themselves, you know, albeit to stroke the ego or to feel good about yourself. If you take good care of your health and well-being and your appearance, it's certainly very encouraging.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it's also led to a great level of growth in local innovation. I think of the likes of Masodi Organics, Pastry Skincare, Portia M. There's so many other cosmetics that have actually been grown, crafted, innovated and created in South Africa, which actually speaks to the opportunities for entrepreneurs and smaller brands as well, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, when you say the staggering size of this industry, 108 billion, it's because it's quite an interesting industry. If you zoom in on, let's say, the channels or the stores, let's say Dis-Chem and Clicks, for example, where we buy wellness and personal care and beauty products in the front shop. In other words, not at the dispensary, at the pharmacy, but everything that you can pick up from a shelf. That amounts to about 40 billion rands, which is not that much, right? Mm. But if you zoom out and think, where do we buy our wellness products? Where do we buy our beauty products? Gosh, I mean, then it opens up a wide array of stores, everything from a supermarket to a beauty outlet to a practitioner perhaps selling products, etc. So that's what makes the health and beauty industry so huge. And the excitement around it, like you say, is there are so many excellent, relevant brands that answer South African shoppers' needs. And I talk a lot, but the previous conversation excited me so, because customer centricity and listening to your customer was highlighted. And that is the key to success in the health and beauty industry, for brands to understand their customers. And who better to understand South African customers' needs than local product innovation and businesses that are passionate about those products?
Definitely. Listening to customers is key. And it seems as though the big brands and the retailers have been listening, because more and more, no longer is it about particular brands that are associated. And maybe I'll mention them. You know, you don't just think Lux when it comes to soap and Palmolive, or even Dawn when it comes to lotion or Nivea. We also actually understand that certain retail outlets like a Clicks or a Dis-Chem or Checkers or Woolworths can actually have its own brand. So private labels have actually grown in terms of their popularity. Tell us more about this and what's been the key driver.
So where should I start? The key driver is affordability. You know, many people love buying wellness products and personal care and beauty products, but some of them can be very expensive. Mm. Now, retailers understand that the number one need for South African shoppers is good quality products at a reasonable price. And when they produce their own brands and product ranges, they are able to position the pricing slightly below what you would pay for, let's say, similar products. And sometimes shoppers know that they're buying the retailer brand, and sometimes they don't know. I'll give you a good example. If you buy at Clicks, their products, it doesn't have a Clicks label on it. So you might not even know that that is a product that's exclusive to Clicks. You sort of figure it out because you can't buy it anywhere else.
Yeah.
But that brand is owned by Clicks. But Clicks also has wide ranges of other skincare products that are actually branded Clicks. I look at the Expert skincare range, where it's a premium positioned, like specialist skincare products. And South African shoppers love that. They trust the products because the retailers have shown that they can produce and put quality products on the market that are affordable.
Mm. I'm so glad you use that example because I think it becomes so practical and tangible for us. I'm sure the team at Clicks are so happy that we're mentioning this. But we're also well aware that other retailers do have their own private labels in the food division, but specifically to cosmetics. This is where I guess pharmaceuticals or retail business like Clicks is certainly leading the charge. This also is very telling because it means we as consumers are no longer, I guess, obsessed about labels or titles, right? About what it is that we're buying. Or the kind of brand, as long as the quality actually speaks to it. Does this also reveal, I guess, a heightened level of consumer education or consumer interaction and beyond just the focus on price, but maintenance of quality for the manufacturers as well?
Absolutely. I mean, the big focus within the wellness industry and beauty industry is we have savvy shoppers. They do their research. I mean, if you look at wellness purchases, 89% of your average shopper does online research even before they go into a store because they want to know what the ingredients are. Certainly, they look at the pricing as well. They want to understand the benefits, etc. If you look at the younger age groups, between, let's say, 18 and 24 years of age, the research before you go into a store jumps up to 98%. So, I mean, it's staggering to think only about 2% of younger shoppers that buy wellness and health products don't do any research. So people inform themselves of what they think they want, but there's another component which you touched on, which is engagement. And one of the keys to success in selling good quality products is to have transparency of what ingredients are in there, to be responsible in terms of claims that you make, and also in the retail industry to have advisory services, which many stores provide through staff that are trained that can help you at the shelf or in clinic spaces advising you on products. And definitely from a healthcare perspective, adhering with all the regulatory aspects, making sure that staff members are trained and they are healthcare professionals, etc. So that is, it's a thriving business in South Africa, serving South African needs, actually.
Definitely. I'm keen to understand, does this influence how we shop in terms of the format of stores? Some of us are very familiar with knowing, okay, I'll get my shampoo here, my body lotion and body oils here, but I also need something for my skincare range. Has that influenced the setup and the structure of retail stores?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at the more specialist or the bigger the focus on specialist products, the bigger the focus is on advisory services and trained staff that can help you. And whether it's a representative from the brand or the product or from the retailer, that is really a very key focus. So many stores are sort of structured that way, that advisory service comes with a retail or it's embedded within the retail environment, whether it's online or in person, right? And I think it's interesting for us. I mean, I think many people shop around. If I think of where do I buy my own wellness and personal care and beauty products, it's possibly between 3, 4, 5 different stores for different products.
Mm. I'm one of those. And sometimes it's linked to the rewards that I get, eh?
Oh, absolutely. We haven't even gotten to that. I mean, the rewards in terms of discounts and benefits that you get through these retailer loyalty or rewards programs is incredible. Mm. And certainly that drives foot traffic into those stores with the best benefits. And yes, we've heard a lot about that recently.
Exactly.
But we were so interested to see what is the differences in mindsets and behaviors of shoppers when they visit, let's say, a supermarket to buy wellness products versus an online store versus a pharmacy. And that's where we found such interesting things. For example, we were really surprised to see that for browsing and finding new products, online stores are quite important, or websites, you know, so searching online is quite an important space for people. I suppose they take their time to explore new options and then visit the store to go and experience the product, perhaps if it's a beauty product. And then also it comes as no surprise that some stores are well loved to what they say is pantry load, to stock up on your, let's say, personal care products like lotions and creams and toothpaste.
Oh, the buy two, get three. Or yes. I see those discounts. Yes, definitely.
So there's different shopper missions at different stores, you know, and understanding the shopper mindsets and behaviors and needs between these different stores is important for products, for the brands, but also for the retailers in how they position things.
Very true. I guess to close off with, should we expect, you know, more growth in this space? And I ask this because there's also the development of online and e-commerce. I mean, if you look at Checker 6060, Uber, Takealot, Dischem, Clicks, they all have developed, even Amazon, just to name a few, have all developed their own stream of access to beauty and healthcare products available online. Entrepreneurs themselves with proudly South African developed products also have their own unique e-commerce platforms. Is this something that we need to watch and be mindful of in terms of the growth that it can develop?
Absolutely. This industry is growing strong. I've been reporting on health and beauty since 2018. So since I've been intimately involved in this on this topic, the health and beauty growth has outpaced the growth that we see in grocery retail. So there's definitely strong growth continuing. Mm. And I also see there's a continued and increased need from consumers to take care of their bodies, to take care of their appearance, etc. So wellness and personal care as an industry is definitely set for further growth going forward, whether it's directly through the manufacturer that sells their products online, whether it's online through a retailer like Clicks has an online shop, Dischem has an online shop, Faithful to Nature, very interesting, started as an online shop. Mm. Then they launched into physical stores because people love touching, feeling, and looking at products.
Yeah.
So I think it will continue to be a thriving industry.
Definitely. On that note, we'll leave it there. Andrea, I can imagine going shopping with you must be a treat, eh? You can give us the history and feedback of so many of these brands, help us understand which retailer has the best specials or runs them often enough, and which new products are new entrants to the market. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks so much.
Andrea Slaba is Trade Intelligence's Insights Lead, helping us understand more about the South African health and beauty market, said to be worth a whopping 108 billion rand.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.